The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Joshua said, just missed the Romo address to the media. Did he just retire? No, he just said Dak Prescott's earned the right to be the starter.
Kudos to Tony, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not an easy thing to say.
Here's what he said. Dak Prescott and what he's done, he's earned the right to be our quarterback. As hard as that is for me to say, he's earned that right. If you think for a second I don't want to be out there, then you probably never felt the pure ecstasy of competing and winning. That hasn't left me. In fact, it may burn now more than ever. I don't know what else you could ask a guy to say.
No, I'm impressed with that attitude, honestly. Maybe I missed where Phil Jackson said LeBron James' black posse. I feel like he just said his posse. I don't think it was meant as like a racial thing. Maybe I'm just clueless on the matter.
And I'm getting a lot of, it's like thug, it's a code word. Really? If this is going to be the case, you're going to have to keep a running thing that tells people what the hell code words are, because I guarantee you, as a half-white man in this country, I have no clue that that's a code word.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. Or you can text the show at 713-780-3776. And we're going to move on from that conversation that took up enough time. But talked about this at the beginning of the show. Pick a superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games. Have the winners. We just need you to tweet what their reason or superpower was that made them a superhero or supervillain. And we'll pick a winner here at the end of the show. You tweet it to Degenerates 975. And tag Bedrock City Comics on it. The winner gets a $25 gift card to Bedrock City Comics and a t-shirt. And I'll be telling you about some really cool things coming up at Bedrock City Comics here, too, here sometimes this hour. So, John, have we had some good ones yet?
Yeah, we have some good submissions. I'm trying to sift out through all the posse talk. But former Rock the Mic winner Robert Parker says Deontay Foreman is Lucas Bishop, the leading rusher in Division I, clearly knows how to absorb energy and redirect it. It's a pretty good one. Nick Saban for the supervillain for outsmarting other coaches and using NFL players in practice. Tony Romo for the superhero from Chris. I'm trying to scroll through these. And we got another Tony Romo for superhero. And a supervillain, Google and Facebook for now trying to censor content because they got taken by said kids. So,
can a backup quarterback be the superhero? I don't know if that's legit.
A lot of people saying, I can't believe certain movies aren't on the list. This is just top grossing. This isn't the best. Believe me, I'm not sure how many of those would make the best of...
No.
Yeah. So,
not many.
No. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And you know what? This is usually where we have the college rankings, but they're doing them later tonight because of the basketball.
8 o'clock? Which,
what the hell? Who's going to care by then?
That's very interesting.
Plan on being drunk by then.
Yeah.
I do have a story that you might appreciate.
I'm sure I will.
I know I appreciate it. I'm sure John will appreciate it. This is one I think almost everyone can agree on.
All right.
There is a group in England that has done a new study into cardiovascular disease.
Okay.
Which is something we should all be concerned about.
Of course.
80,000 adults were studied. And you've had this cholesterol issue, so this is something you should pay attention to. But a study of 80,000 adults found the natural decline. Now I hate when a freaking pop-up comes up in the middle of this. Found a natural decline in high-density lipoprotein, or good cholesterol, was slowed by a moderate intake of alcohol. So basically, one or two daily servings of alcohol for a man, or up to one for a woman, boy, they always get shortchanged in this.
Yeah, hard times.
Was associated with a slower HDL decline than either not drinking at all or drinking too heavily. Well, that kind of leaves me out. But basically, a couple drinks a day, it's going to help your cholesterol.
All right. It's good to know.
That's a positive, right?
Yeah, that's something I was struggling with. I think mine's like my numbers are back to being good now. Like all it took was a few, like 2 months of
not
eating steak every night.
Yeah. Well, good for you. So I thought that would be a positive. That'd be something everyone could agree on. Did you see that Taylor Swift is, I don't know who this guy is, but she's suing this DJ for grabbing her butt?
I did see that.
Yeah.
He's like a radio DJ?
Yeah, apparently he, and she put the photo out there, and it's pretty obvious that not only is he grabbing it, it looks like from that angle, what she said was that he slid his hand up under her skirt.
Oh boy!
And grabbed his ass while she was having to pose for a photo.
What's this radio guy's name?
DJ David Mueller, who I'm not really familiar.
Does he have
with.
Like a cool radio name? Because that's not the kind of guy. Like, you got to be more of a big time dude than that to grab Taylor Swift's ass.
You would think. Who grabs women's ass anymore without permission?
Yeah.
I mean, who does that?
DJ David.
What do we know about DJ David Mueller?
Let's see. Yeah, I don't see like a Twitter account for him. But he's like, yeah. I mean, where's he from? Denver?
Yeah, or maybe he was stoned. In which case, it's okay.
I mean, I don't know what kind of ratings he got, but Denver's like a, well, like a top 25 market, maybe?
I think it's higher than that. I think they're, let me check. I think they're top 15.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the kind of market you can go grabbing Taylor Swift's ass in.
No, plus, I don't know that there is a market other than maybe L.A. because that's expected.
Plus, he looks like he's got hair plugs. He's like...
He's kind of
creepy
looking.
He's
very creepy looking.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy makes me look normal.
I don't think that's a good idea. But it's hard to, it's hard to know what his hand's doing.
It doesn't look good, though.
No, it doesn't look great, but Taylor's smiling. And you could argue, it'd say, where's Taylor's hand? Because it looks kind of like, it might be going back at his ass, right?
Yeah, not quite as pronounced, but if she's taking a photo that's going to be put out there, is she going to turn around and slap the guy?
Here's what I want to know. Is she certain that it was the dude that grabbed her and not that blonde chick?
Maybe it was both. There's a little threesome there. Denver is 17th.
Okay, so top 20.
Yeah, it is top 20.
That's not good enough.
Wow.
You got to be top 5. You got to be a big star, big time deal.
Kind of some of these surprise me, the markets that are ahead of them. Tampa, St. Pete. Phoenix, Detroit, Seattle, and Minneapolis. And Miami, Fort Lauderdale, which I guess I understand.
Minneapolis, definitely surprising.
That's not a bad place.
But Minneapolis is kind of like Dallas-Fort Worth. It's two big cities right next to each other.
Kind of lumped together.
Yeah, so it makes for that's why Dallas-Fort Worth is a bigger radio market than Houston, even though neither of those cities by themselves are bigger than Houston.
Why can't we be Houston-Beaumont?
Beaumont's not close enough.
It'd help our ratings quite a bit.
It's Houston, it's Galveston,
because,
though.
It's because there's like 50 miles of absolute nothing between here and Beaumont.
You don't have to tell them that.
They know.
So
is it only 50 miles?
I think it's something like that. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, from like the outskirts of Houston, like where it stops being what I would consider Houston to Beaumont, I think it's about 50 miles. But I don't know.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
Lamont says, honest question. Why, when topics get heated, Fred shuts down the convo? Not bitching, but would like an answer.
Because I think we covered all ends of it, and we did it for an hour. I really don't know what else we were going to learn from it. And no, I don't do that every time a topic gets heated. I do that when a topic gets stale. And to me, it was stale. In my judgment, as host of this show, it was stale.
Yeah.
We'd gone through an hour of it. We'd gotten to a point where we were talking in circles. And that's why I shut it down.
Okay.
Now, if you guys want to keep doing it, I'm fine with it. But again, I mean, part of the idea with the show is, if people, I don't know where else we were going to go with that. And I think a lot of our audience was getting sick of it.
Yeah.
In my judgment. So, but I could be wrong. Maybe that's all you guys want to talk about for another hour.
I'm over it.
I kind of am too. I mean, for us to stay on something for an entire hour, and you've listened to the show long enough, you should know that's not normal. In fact, it's pretty rare that we do that.
Yeah.
So, and if I were a betting man, I'd say we've done that maybe 5 times this year. But if I were a betting man, I'd be on my bookie.
You can't get odds on that, though.
Yeah, unfortunately. But you can get odds on everything else there. Just go check out mybookie.lv, and I'll tell you what, man, this is my go-to website now. They've got everything I could possibly want, whether it's college football, NFL. And the best thing about them is when you cash out, you get paid. And they offer fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. No more having to wait around for a week or for a check from Canada, from some of these other places. No, you get paid. And right now, you can get a 50% bonus using my promo code FRED. That's right, a 50% bonus just by using my promo code FRED. Visit mybookie.lv today or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS. That's a 50% bonus. And it's not just sports that they have. They also have a really good race book and got some big races coming up at Delta Downs this weekend, which I'm going to be posting some picks for. So want to get in on it? 50% bonus, promo code FRED. That's mybookie.lv. Ditch your bookie. Try my bookie.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, did you see that there, and the Warriors have already shot him down, but there were reports of they were shopping Klay Thompson? Would that make any sense to you?
No, I don't think so. Remember the Warriors, everyone thought they were stupid for not giving up Klay Thompson to get Kevin Love? Remember that?
Yeah.
And then after about after the last two seasons, everyone was like, "Oh, well, maybe it makes sense that they didn't do that. Why would they shop him now? I mean, he's under contract for a couple more years. He's arguably, as far as like you know, as two guards go, I don't know if you're going to find a better two-way player than him. He matches up perfectly. He's a perfect partner for Steph Curry. I don't know why they'd be interested in moving him."
Yeah, they're not too worried about going over the cap to win.
No.
So I think they're fine. I don't see that happening. And I don't know why you break that up. 832 wants to know if we're buying in the Dolphins yet. 5-4 with next two games against the Rams and the 49ers. A Rams team with Jared Goff, not Case Keenum. Yeah. Can we get Dustin to win for Case? Finally. Statistically the worst quarterback in the NFL, according to total quarterback rating.
We'll miss him.
Solid backup. Good guy to have as a backup. I don't know what Jared Goff's going to do. I'm not quite buying into the Dolphins yet because I still don't think they're good enough at quarterback. But I like the running game got a lot better when Ajayi just started getting the ball.
Yeah.
Defense has played better because they've been able to run the ball, and they're starting to get Gase's offense. But I think in the end, Tannehill's going to lose a couple games for him. So I kind of put them in that Titans group. So I think they're better than I thought they were going to be. They've improved, but
they still haven't beat a team that has a winning record.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh's their best win when Roethlisberger got hurt. So Roethlisberger wasn't playing very well before then, to be fair. All right, I'm going to give something away to the people. This is just for the 95% of you. The other 5%, don't bother calling. But you're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lone Star Shootout to see the Texas A&M Aggies battle Arizona and the Texas Longhorns play Arkansas in a nationally televised doubleheader in the Toyota Center on December 17th, and be entered to win a grand prize holiday giveaway from Omaha Steaks. The Omaha Steak Father's Day package includes filet mignons, sirloins, not Father's Day, the Omaha Steaks gift package. Can we get this?
Does it say Father's Day on there?
Yes, it does.
Oh, no.
Yeah, really? Really? Do we just pick this stuff up and not even bother? All right. I'm going to start over because this is one of my favorite clients. We're going to try this again. Plus, we've got the wrong steaks and stuff on here. So here's what we're going to try this again. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lone Star Shootout and see the Texas A&M Aggies battle Arizona and the Texas Longhorns play Arkansas in a nationally televised doubleheader in the Toyota Center on December 17th and be entered to win a grand prize holiday giveaway from Omaha Steaks. The Omaha Steaks gift package includes, which you just go promo code Fred, 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasa sausages free. Fred in the Search Bar family gift pack. This holiday, let them eat meat. Log on to omahasteaks.com, type Fred in the Search Bar, and order your holiday pack today. Caller 25. That was much more work than it should have been. So, anyway. So wants to know where you go over quarterback ratings. We did that yesterday. We just pulled the QBR. The bottom five is the same guys. Osweiler, Fitzpatrick, Keenum, all with Texans ties. Tannehill's down there. Wentz is down there. So. And.
Thoughts and prayers to Case, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice guy. Big fan.
Guy I don't mind
of
having.
Of him as a person.
Guy I don't have mind having as a backup quarterback.
Exactly. And I think he's come a long way. All right. Speaking of quarterbacks, USA Today had a list here of guys who basically should be on other teams again next year. Would you like to hear them? I bet you can guess them. There's 7 of them.
Some guys who what now?
These are guys who should not be on the same team next year.
Okay.
I bet you can guess 6 of them.
In the NFL, right?
In the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's way more than 6. Jay Cutler's probably on that
Jay
list.
Jay Cutler is certainly on your list.
Okay.
Although I don't know. I think he gets a bad rap, but I think at some point when it's just not working, you have to move on.
That's
right?
What I'm
but Cutler's 2nd on the list. And I will also tell you Case Keenum is on the list, but he's not starting anymore, so I don't know if it counts. But he's 4th on the list.
Are these all quarterbacks?
All quarterbacks who are starting currently.
I wonder if...
One is not starting. I take that back.
Okay.
Tony Romo's on the list. 6.
Okay. Is Colin Kaepernick on the list?
Colin Kaepernick is on the list, yes. He's kind of a coupling with Blaine Gabbert.
Okay.
So, but yeah, both
of
them.
So how many is that now?
So we have Jay Cutler at 2.
Okay.
Case Keenum at 4. Kaepernick, Gabbert at 5. Romo 6. So you still have 7?
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Ryan Fitzpatrick is 1 on the list.
Okay.
3 and 7 might be a little harder. And I would give you a hint, but it would give it away for both of them.
Okay.
They both have been mentioned on the show this week.
Blake Bortles?
Blake Bortles is 3.
Okay.
On the list. And they say the Jags might try to hold out hope on Bortles for one more year, but they shouldn't. His mechanics have regressed. His decision-making is still terrible, and his results have dipped accordingly.
Is Ryan Tannehill the last one?
No, Brock Osweiler is the last one.
Well, that's not going
to
happen.
No, but Texans fan would like for it to happen. No question.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so that's your list of 7. All right.
If only it were that easy.
Yeah. See, the problem with Romo is, I'll have to check his cap number, that if the Cowboys do wind up trading him, then they've got to eat most of the – it's just like if you cut a guy.
Yeah.
So I have to check over the cap and see what it would be for him, how much that would actually cost him. But we've already seen the Vikings give up a 1 for Sam Bradford. What do you think a team would give up for Tony Romo if they thought they were as part of a – basically a 2-year run is what you'd be. Because it'd be 37, yeah. Right?
But what teams are that close that don't have a quarterback? The Texans? Who else?
The Vikings still.
I mean.
I might argue that Arizona.
They're not moving away from Carson.
No.
And he's got money coming to him. So that's.
Yeah.
That's not even a discussable point. No one else is really. I mean, if you're that close, you've got a quarterback more often than not.
Denver?
Yeah, well, Denver's one of the teams that would, I'm sure, would like that, but they can't have, they don't have the cap space for that.
But here's what it would cost. There would be $19 million in dead money if you traded him.
Okay.
You would save $5 million in cap space because his number is going to be 24/7. You could afford to do that because Prescott's on a rookie deal for two more years. So his base salary is $14 million. So that would be your hit, basically.
Okay.
If you traded for him, was $14 million. Would not be the full 24 because he's got the prorated stuff, which the Cowboys would have to eat. So from a team's perspective, but boy, you got to be like able to go next year. I mean, yeah. I think you're looking at a one-year window. There's a lot of teams that I think he would upgrade that have okay quarterbacks, but not great quarterbacks. Can you really do that?
I don't know.
So, well, we'll see how it plays out. So, yes, do the Browns have a quarterback? No, but that wouldn't be a trade you would make because he doesn't make the Browns a contender.
No.
He makes the Browns a four-win team instead of a zero-win team. All right. Quick break. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So last call for your superhero of the week and what the superpower is, Degenerates 975. John, do we have a clubhouse leader?
There's a few. Yeah. I wouldn't say there's a clubhouse leader, so keep them coming.
Yeah, so at Degenerates 975, you got about 5 minutes. Tag Bedrock City Comics on it. So 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Speaking of which, we're going to be doing something really cool with them. If you're an artist and you'd like to make a Blitz poster, basically, we're looking for a comic-themed poster that depicts the three of us as superheroes. You need to make it 11 by 17. Submit your entries by November 30th to ESPN975.com. The winner's going to have their poster printed and sold in all Bedrock City comic stores. And we'll be doing a signing on the Westheimer location in December. So you're going to get a chance to do that. And all the proceeds we raise from the sale of these are going to go to the 100 Club, which assists dependents of fallen officers and firefighters. So there will be a Blitz poster. A Blitzer will have an opportunity to make it and have their work out there.
Are we going to be superheroes in the poster?
Yes, yes. They can make us whatever superheroes they want.
Nice.
But it needs to be 11 by 17.
Okay.
And I will, I'll tweet out the details and put them on Facebook and everything for everybody who... Because I have a lot of friends who are graphic artists, so we shall see. Derek asked Romo to Jacksonville. I think he'd make them better, but I don't know how close they really are. I think they need a new coach. If they got a new coach in Tony Romo next year, Jacksonville would scare me. Because they've got some receivers. Still got some issues on that offensive line.
They need to fix Blake Bortles.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Romo would fix Blake Bortles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would be your fix. But yeah. I just don't know. That's not a bad thought. But we shall see.
But, yeah, I'm with you. With that coach, they're not doing much.
He's a nice guy, but a lot of people are nice guys and not very good at their job, unfortunately.
He's a guy I actually expected to do well, but then you start to realize, well, maybe Pete Carroll is who's such a great coach. But then you see Dan Quinn, who's doing a very good job. So it's...
I think the jury's still out on Dan Quinn. I think he's doing a good job. We'll see how they finish the season. I still have last year memory in there.
Yeah, so. It's understandable.
So, did you see what the number is on Lamar Jackson to win the Heisman now?
It's like 1 to 30, right?
No, it's 1 to 50.
Ugh, that's stupid.
So, if you put $100 down, you'll make $2.
Yeah.
You'll risk 100 to win 2. And you know what it would almost be worth doing at this point because you're getting such good odds on the other guys? Take the two or three other logical candidates, drop some money on them, and hope he gets hurt.
Yeah, but even if he gets hurt at this point, I don't know if it'll make a difference.
I think if he gets hurt, he'll kind of be out of sight, out of mind.
I mean, there's only, what's he got, 2 games left?
Yeah, but his numbers are so ridiculous that nobody's going to catch him. But I think, man, if Alabama goes undefeated, I think you're going to see some. No, Alabama's going to go undefeated.
Right.
I guess Browning's probably out now.
I would say so. I mean, that game was, I mean, he had a bad game. He had to be perfect to have a chance, I think, and he wasn't perfect. Had a bad game.
Let's grab a call. Steven. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, I wanted to call in and talk about the Ravens-Cowboys matchup this weekend. Despite the record of 5-4, I'm a huge Ravens fan.
Right.
But I think as long as Flacco can, you know, put some points up on the board, I think our defense can hold the Cowboys' offense. I just wanted to get your take on it and see if you guys think we have a legit chance.
I mean, the Ravens have been pretty hot and cold. I don't know. That's a hard team for me to trust right now. Defensively, I do like what they're starting to come together with, but they've just not offensively been able to get together. Mostly Joe Flacco has not been able to get it together. They're actually getting more out of their running game than I would have expected, given the bodies that they're throwing out there. And now they're starting to get some injuries on the offensive line. I don't know if they can do enough offensively, but I do think they are an interesting matchup on the defensive side. I think they're going to be able to slow down the Cowboys a little bit, but are they going to be able to score? I don't know.
Yeah, and I'd like to see a little more use of Kenneth Dixon from the Ravens. I'm a big Kenneth Dixon guy, have been from the beginning, and he looked pretty good last week, especially in the passing game. But I'm sold on the Cowboys. I think the Ravens can win, but until the Cowboys play a bad game, which they really haven't, and even week one they didn't play that bad.
Yeah.
I just it'd be hard for me to pick somebody else. Santos says, amazing how many people talk crap about Romo before, and now they have a chance of being on their team. He's great. That's everybody, though. I mean,
Cowboy fans talk as much crap about Romo as anybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, being the quarterback of the Cowboys is
not an easy job.
No, and I guarantee you, if they lose a couple games in a row here, people will turn on Dak Prescott, too. That's just life as a Cowboys quarterback. You're always going to be in that fishbowl. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, one kind of follow-up on the Jags. One of the things I noticed while I was there, the team store, They're selling opposing teams' merchandise. There were, like, Broncos jerseys in there. There were Titans jerseys in there.
Really? Texans jerseys?
I saw Texans hats. I don't think I saw any Texans jerseys.
That's odd, isn't it?
Well, when you're 2-7...
Yeah.
Your coach is, what, 14-45 now, I think is his record. You're getting a lot of people coming in from other places to watch the games because the tickets are easy to get.
I mean, it's a split revenue share in the NFL, isn't it? Or is that just baseball?
I think that's just baseball.
So you're only getting money for your own team stuff. Why would you sell other team stuff?
No, I mean, you still get – your store still gets money for selling it there. I mean, you get a percentage of that. Your team store does.
Okay.
It's not like all that money goes directly to – that team. It goes to,
but you know, Major League Baseball, any type of like baseball branded item gets put into a pot, right, and gets split up evenly.
I'm not sure how that works.
I know that's how it used to be. I don't know if that's the case anymore. I don't know if that's what it is with the NFL either, but
I can't imagine going and maybe they do have it at NRG. Maybe somebody could tell me, but I don't think I've ever seen other teams
in the gift shop at NRG.
I've been in the big one once before, but the ones I've walked past, I recall that. 772, can we get a book update, Fred?
Yeah, what's up with that, Fred?
I'm waiting to hear. So this is the hardest part is.
The waiting is the hardest part, right?
Yeah, that's it exactly.
Who sings that song?
Tom Petty sings that song because I do a mean Tom Petty at karaoke. And
good
it's
job.
Not because I sing it, it's because I imitate him.
Right.
Because he's got that kind of, he's got a sort of.
What do? You lose 200 pounds and.
Just his voice. Get out of here. He's got that cute little voice. He's got that almost Dilotti in him, you know, a little Kermit the Frog and Dilotti and then a little constipated, and that's how you get it. Sort of okay. Anson. Okay. You put those together, and that's how you get Tom Petty. So, but at this point, it's out of my hands, and I'm just waiting to hear from. I've got a lot of people who are involved in this, and so it's you know, I think it's going to happen pretty soon. And I mean, it's going to happen. It's just it's not a matter of if at this point. It's a matter of when. It's just I'm also kind of in a position now where I don't really need to take a deal that's less than what I want. I've actually got a little leverage here because if the movie comes out first, then you know I'll be able to. The business end of it is I've got other people dealing with that, so I'm just kind of letting them do their jobs, and I hope. I hope we'll have an announcement before the end of the year.
All right.
But I think realistically we're going to be looking at 2018 before it's released. What I may do, I may throw another chapter on the blog here at some point once the deal's signed, if they let me do that. But yeah, it may be into 2017. But we're trying to get it to where the movie is out after the book. But frankly, if it works out the other way, that'd be okay too. I do think it would hurt book sales to have the movie out first because, you know, people go watch something and then they're not going to read it. Like, I just read that the new Jack Reacher novel. Well, it's not new, it's a year old. It's one they made the movie out of. I'll still go see the movie, even though I read the book. But if I see the movie first, I'm less likely
to watch it.
I'm less likely to
read it.
Yeah, because usually when I read, it's like on a flight. Like, I like to read on a flight,
right,
and stuff like that. So I picked it up in the airport. But I'll still go see the movie. I don't know if I would have bought the book if I'd seen the movie, if that makes any sense. So that's the only thing is I want to get it out before we get the movie done. And that'll crank up early next year, too. I think we're going to put that off until after the Super Bowl just because we got too much going on here, parties and everything else. But we'll start moving forward then. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun year in 2017, that's for sure, because you know, a lot of cool things happening. And just very fortunate that for some reason people want to buy my stuff.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's
somebody's into my stuff.
Well, it's been a really exciting stretch here. And starting the website's been fun. If you haven't had a chance to check that out yet, HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. It's just it's been fun for me to see that people actually enjoy the stuff we're putting on there. We got a lot of people contributing. And JOff288 from Twitter wrote one today. Lamont wrote an Osweiler thing yesterday, and I do a little daily update every morning. It's just fun. I'm having fun with it, and you know, I hope people enjoy it, and they seem to. So, all right, I was telling you about our friends at Bedrock City Comics, telling you all about that poster promotion. So I'm going to remind you about it again. So here's what you do: if you can put together a poster that depicts the three of us as superheroes, comic themed, 11x17, submit your entries by November 30th to ESPN975.com. The winner's going to get their poster printed and sold in the Bedrock City Comics stores. And we're going to be doing a signing on the Westheimer location in December. So if you're a Blitzer, you want to win this, it'll be great because we're going to all the proceeds for everything that we sell is going to go to the 100 Club, which assists dependents of fallen officers and firefighters, which is something that I'm really excited that we're going to be doing. But check this out. They have a new promo code for you. So if you go to the store and you buy anything, and anything except the Golden Age and Silver Age items or items that are already on sale, you're going to get 10% off your purchases just by using promo code ESPN. That works online. That works at any of their five great stores, which are at Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, Sugarland. And I'm telling you, man, this is a fun, fun place. Check this out. For Black Friday, they're going to be doing a sale called the Four Color Sale based on the fact that the comics were originally printed in only four colors. So there'll be three different three-hour sales and novelties and apparel, 25 to 50% off from 10 to 1. Toys and statues, 25 to 50% off from 1 to 4. Graphic novels, 40% off from 4 to 7. Go check them out, bedrockcity.com. If you're a geek like me, you're going to love it. I promise you, you're going to have a great, great time there. It's just a fun place to go check stuff out. Check them out, Bedrock City Comic Company. Once you find yourself, someday, you can never.
November is Movember at Gal Media. Brought to you by the Boardroom Salon and Man Centers.
Tune in for the Aggie Coaches Show with Kevin Sumlin tonight at 7 o'clock.
And we're back. After that, Hustletown, Craig Shelton, Angela Lawford, and Jermaine Every at 8 o'clock. So tune in for that.
Never see those guys anymore.
Yeah, it's because we got that show between us now.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
It's the last Coaches Show, so you'll see them starting next week.
Good, because I hate that we let Kevin Sumlin come between us. It's really... It's been really disappointing.
It was bound to happen, though. Just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, the guy who asked said, don't forget you promised me an advance copy for my sick wife. And I will do that. Right now I'm under strict orders not to give it to anybody. I can't even give it to you guys to read. So
I wouldn't read it anyway.
I know. You don't read.
I don't have time to read. It's crazy.
It would. It's damn good.
I'm waiting for the movie. I'll watch a movie.
Most people will.
And, reading.
AJ doesn't even read Game of Thrones. No, I mean, I don't either, but...
Yeah, who would read Game of Thrones when I've got HBO, John? What am I going to do?
You're what's wrong with America. See, I have two feelings about this, though. It's because it's people like you that I want to sell audiobooks to. Because you'll listen to those. You won't read. But at the same time, by trade, I'm... You know, that's what I am, is a writer. Well, not really anymore. Now I'm a radio host. And just,
I mean, you got to write you have to write something for... To turn it into an audiobook.
You do. I mean, you still have to put the work into it. And Kevin had asked what it was about. I just retweeted the first chapter for those of you who haven't heard of it or mildly interested. It's on the website. You can check it out and see if it's something you might want to
read. Excited about the movie because there's male frontal nudity.
Stop with that. There are sex scenes, yes.
Are you going to be in the movie?
All right, I was going to save this. I'm writing a scene that we're all in.
I don't know. Is your dong going to be in the
movie? No, my dong is not going to be in the movie. We're just going to be sitting at a poker table.
Is my dong going to be
in
the movie?
No, there's no dong. It's a poker scene. We're sitting at a poker table. That's it. We're going to...
Have you ever seen those...
Strip poker table?
Not strip poker, you degenerate a-holes.
Have you ever seen the pornos where, like, you know, the guy's, he loses his last dollar, and he's like, I'll bet my wife, though. And then he does it, and they're at, like, the poker party, and the wife comes in, and she's bringing everybody drinks. And then, you know, the whole thing happens. No, it's not like that.
Well, no, there's none of that. It's just going to be a very brief scene. So we get to be in the movie, and a couple of our investors get to be sitting at the table with us.
Okay.
So you'll get to. We'll have a line, and then we'll make fun of John for being Asian.
Maybe I can not wear pants in the scene.
Well, then we'll be able to see because you'll be at a poker table seated.
Perfect.
Okay, if that makes you happy.
But I can say I was in your movie with no pants.
Unless we do a pocket cam from under the table.
We're not doing the pocket cam. Dude, come on.
That's a good idea, John.
No, I one of the things that...
Co-executive producers, AJ Hoffman and John Lee.
You don't get executive producer titles.
Can I call it... Can we call
you
it...
You get John Lee played by John Lee.
Can we call it a cocket cam?
I don't know if we can do that.
No.
No.
That's a no?
Okay. That's two dumps today.
Well, I had to try.
Yeah, you did. Well, better safe than sorry, right?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
But, I do have one little scene that, you know, just us at a poker table and a couple of lines, nothing major. So, you guys will be in if you want to be.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to be in it.
If I don't have to wear pants, I'll consider.
The table will be dark, so it'll cover you. No one will see you.
Unless I stand up suddenly.
That's not in the scene, okay? Do you not take direction?
Not very well.
Come on.
How long have you worked with me? I don't know how many times.
Looks at cards, looks pensive, folds. That's going to be your role.
And then he's going to stand up.
I'm going to stand up and flip my cards over. Ha! Who's the king now, bitches?
And he's going to have a giant erection.
Yes.
Cut. We're going with 9 at this table, not 10. Oh, boy. But, we'll do some scenes with extras that I'll do something where the blitzers can, if they want to be extras for a couple scenes. I'll give him a chance to do that because that'd be kind of cool.
There's no room for a love scene with the love scene with David Philpott, is there?
No, sadly, no. See, if I really had some stroke in this thing, I would be writing a sex scene for me and one of the hot actresses, but nobody would believe it anyway.
No one would buy that.
And nobody wants to see that. I mean,
that'd be gross.
It would be disgusting. But no, it's I'm just going to do something small, just kind of fun, a little cameo.
Okay.
And playing ourselves, basically. And whatever lines we have at the table, it'll be us kind of being jerks.
Okay.
So, it'll be fun, except for Jong. Jong will always be nice. No one would believe Jong is a villain.
I agree with that.
All right. That is going to wrap it up. Not quite sure what I thought of that show. It was
you had high hopes for it at the beginning. You said it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, I don't think it was
now
a bad
you're
show.
Not sure.
No, I don't think it was a bad show. I don't know how I feel about it.
Shout out to Lizard Face Harry Potter that I saved today. Right?
All right.
Saved the day.
Great job, John. Great job, AJ, for saving someone. I'm going to give myself a D minus today. Just barely avoided failing. We'll try it again tomorrow with the What Are the Odds Wednesday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches. Someone to rescue you. ESPN 97.5.